This is Tanya on Joy 94.9 with an Australian Open 2014 update. Aussie Casey Dellacqua continues to surprise and exceed our expectations on day five as she easily beat former semi-finalist Xi Jing from China. Casey was in the fourth round here way back in 2008, but thinks this time will be different.
It feels great to be back here. Definitely feel like a different person, different player at this point in my career.
Case has a tough matchup next against the French beauty Eugène Bouchard, seeded 30.
I know that she's a very quality player. First Grand Slam she's seeded in. She's young, she's on the rise, and she's going to be tough.
Coming from Perth, Casey is just about the only person praying for more heat as her opponents struggle to stay on their feet.
Yeah, no, I felt great. I felt really good out there. When I saw her laying down, I thought, okay, she's struggling, this is good. And that's what you kind of want to see with your opponents. You're always looking on the other side of the court to see, even if they're getting angry, that's what you look for. And you kind of feel like, okay, I've got them. But yeah, the heat's great. I love it. It makes my body feel good too, you know, the heat. Yeah, I really enjoyed it out there. And yeah, it'd be nice if it was a bit hotter for the next week, but it's all good. I'm sure everyone else is a bit over it.
Casey, are you crazy?
I don't know, like, I just grew up in this weather. I grew up in Perth and we had summers like this all the time. So I totally understand that there is a point where it gets ridiculous and it's like, okay, like yesterday, obviously it was just too hot to play. I just guess I'm lucky that I've acclimatized to it. And if you spend a couple of months, I think you'd be all right too.
Casey and Ash Barty are also carrying our hopes in the doubles as well.
Yeah, I said it last year when we were making Grand Slam finals. You know, I've got experience and she's got youth and it's great to have someone like her around, and I can't wait to see her journey unfold over the next few years.
She was asked if she's getting more competitive with time.
Probably a lot more ruthless in my old age.
just with that old age, I mean, a lot of men are maturing
up. Now you're going to use that, aren't you?
Of course. Enjoying the fact we're no longer asking you whether singles is a priority.
Yeah, and when, like, maybe how long I think I've got to play and stuff like that.
Serena Williams wasn't quite herself yesterday in the interview room, but she eventually found some material.
Commenting on the heat yesterday, the tournament doctor said that players should be equipped to play in the heat because humans evolved in Africa chasing antelope and survives in heat well, and that it wasn't important that it be humane conditions necessarily. Just wondering what you think, if humanity should be a concern for making heat decisions.
I tell you this, I'm not equipped to answer that question. I'm going to leave it alone.
Do you put particular emphasis on the first set to shut out your opponents as quickly as possible?
No, I just always try to win the first set, and then I try to win the second, so that's all I try to do, is I don't do anything different.
Li Na knew how close she was to losing her third round match to Lucy Safarova, but she's thankful for the miracle. Li survived a match point as Safarova's backhand missed by an inch, sending the match into a third set.
Oh, I think the 5 centimeters saved my tournament, you know. If she hit the in, I think not only myself, whole team were on the way to the airport. Yeah, I mean, at least I win the match, so still in the tournament. I was really happy the way it's fight on the court from first point until the last point.
20th seed Jerzy Janowicz was knocked out of the tournament by the unseeded Myers, but he thinks with a broken foot and zero preparation, he did all right to win a few matches.
Still, I'm anyway happy I was able to go to this third round, because I didn't expect gonna be third round without practicing, actually, because I was absolutely unprepared for this tournament.
Anna Ivanovic was the next to break our Aussie hearts, beating Sam Stosur at night on Rod Laver Arena, but she still couldn't hide her excitement for reaching the fourth round of a Grand Slam.
I think at the end of the match I made the longest scream ever, but no, it was a very exciting match, I think, for everyone. It was such a high level of tennis from the first moment on. And
did that make it feel a bit like a final, playing Sam at a home Grand Slam on center court?
You know, actually I didn't think about the occasion at all, you know. I just really enjoyed it, and I was playing, you know, my game, and you know, they were singing, but you know, I think it was all in a good manner, and I think they were still very well behaved and very well, you know, supportive, so I just enjoyed the whole experience.
And how does she feel about her next opponent?
I mean, Serena is on top of the game for so long now, and you know, she's someone, you know, we admire, actually, and it's going to be a very tough task.
19th seed Kevin Anderson was down 2 sets to love against Edouard Roger Vasselin, and it looked like yet another seed would be knocked out of the tournament. I spoke to Kevin after the match about his his amazing fight back.
Going up 40-15 on my serve and then losing my serve, and suddenly I'm down again and having to somehow find a way back. And I just kept on going, managed to, you know, hold serve at 5-3 and, you know, going out there at 5-4. Just try to give myself one more chance, and fortunately I was able to get it.
Novak Djokovic was pretty relaxed against Dennis the Menace Istomin and was cracking jokes on court as though it was an exhibition match. Despite a third set fight back by Dennis, Novak confidently put away the match. These days, he practically owns centre court.
If I can compare myself to Roger's success in Wimbledon, that's definitely a compliment, but definitely this is one of my most favourite tournaments in the world. The best Grand Slam, by far. I mean, I love playing on Rod Laver Arena, and results are showing that.
This has been an Australian Open 2014 update on Joy 94.9.